It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Elder Natyunda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, listeners.
So we are continuing along the lines of trying to understand what it means to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. And our focus today is aligning our actions with our beliefs. Now, exploring the importance of aligning actions with professed beliefs and values delves into the fundamental aspect of integrity within our one's faith journey. And so the discussion will highlight, we hope, how consistency between belief and action is crucial for maintaining a personal integrity and authenticity in our faith. So let's begin with our first question. Mfundis Mdala, what does personal integrity mean in the context of aligning actions with professed beliefs and values?
Thank you. In the context of aligning actions with your professed beliefs and values, personal integrity simply means having a strong morals and values, and upholding or following those in both our word and action. It means doing what is right, not necessarily to expect a reward or any praise, but we need to do such things because they are right to do so. So basically, it entails that morality at individual level can mean making a decision to avoid committing a sin, not necessarily fearing the outcome of that sin, but because it is sin and offensive to God.
Okay. So how do you perceive the impact then of consistency between belief and action on an individual's sense of authenticity and coherence, by the way, in their faith journey?
So the perceived impact when there is consistency between what we believe in and our actions, it will be actually seen in the way we live our daily lives, in which we are to impact the society we live in. For instance, we would understand that when we actually treat others, even ourselves, with a sense of respect and compassion, it means we honor God, our Creator, and also, in a way, recognize the sacrifice that Christ actually did for us by demonstrating our love to humanity in action. And ultimately, we'll be actually living in the mind of Christ, or living with the mind of Christ, where, like when we take Philippians chapter 4, verse 2, we are told that we need to let this mind be in us, which was in Christ Jesus. Mm. Whether under favorable or adverse conditions, we should seek always to understand and live in harmony with the will and mind of Christ himself.
Okay. So can you share examples of how inconsistency between belief and action might erode trust and credibility, both within oneself and in the perception
so
of others?
So that one can be viewed in terms of the examples that we can give that actually show inconsistency includes the following. Number one, indecent dressing. So as Christians, we cannot claim to be Christians when we dress like prostitutes and thugs, for instance. In a way, it shows that our dress code actually waters down our profession. Or see, when we are saying we are Christians, Christians is the way they do things. So basically, in dressing, when there is inconsistency, it will actually be seen. And then also, the type and caliber of people that we hang up with will have an impact, because when we claim to be Christians, the people when we hang up with people with questionable characters and are found in wrong places at wrong times, people tend to question our morality and our Christian stance. Mm. Because the Bible clearly says in 1 Corinthians 15:33 that we shouldn't be deceived. Every evil and corrupt communication actually corrupts the good manners. And then there is also a question that can two walk together except they be agreed in Amos 3:3. So implying that when there isn't that consistency, even what we do will actually be reflected in. To show that we are simply living a hypocritical way and not the profession of our Christianity that we profess to be.
In what ways do you think, well, discrepancies between belief and action can affect relationships with communities and societal perceptions of faith?
Okay, The ways could be in the way the communities will actually question the purpose for which a church stands for. In that, we will create a fragile relationship between the body of indifferent believers or believers who are leading a hypocritical way and the community in which they live in. Because people tend to question when believers actually do not live according to their profession, the community actually will question the messages that they are giving. And then also the communities will actually slight and reject the message of warning and entreaty, which is actually calling them to leave the world and come to Christ. So these are ways in which discrepancies between what we believe in and also our actions, if they are not in tandem, then we actually water down all the messages and sermons that we preach to the world, because the world will tend to reject the message and be repulsive to the cross based on our beliefs. Because the best sermon is actually the lives in which we live in and not the sermons that we preach on purpose.
Right. And let's talk hypocrisy here, Mfundis. How might hypocrisy or duplicity within religious communities hinder genuine spiritual growth and impact the wider perception of faith traditions?
Okay, so spiritual growth of church members will be affected as follows. If there is a lifestyle of hypocrisy in church members, or if the church actually embraces elements of hypocrisy, church members will live in different lives where they will not be able to distinguish between what is right and wrong. And as such, they will actually neglect or treat the message of salvation with indifference. And that means they will slight a message of God and his warning, a message, his voice of warning and entreaty. So this is actually a vision that is even given in Testimonies, Volume 4, 111 to 115. So when there is a sense of hypocrisy in a given body of Christ, church members actually will be affected to some degree. And then those who attend church services in such an atmosphere of hypocrisy also become and live a kind of lifestyle that will eventually make them die spiritually. For instance, for the time when we look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, 3 to 4, we are told that for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. These are believers who are living a hypocrisy way. But according to their own lusts, they will heap teachers having itching ears, and they will turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. So meaning they will not actually accept anything that is truthful. Instead, even in their lifestyles, they would want to hear preachers who do not denounce sin, except those who actually comfort them in their sins. And then in the meantime, that's how actually they will live their lifestyle. So in a way, generally the spiritual growth of church members will be affected, as actually highlighted also the contradiction between what believers profess and their lifestyle.
Right. Okay, final question, Funis. What strategies do you suggest, do you believe individuals can employ to ensure that their actions are aligned with their professed beliefs and values in their daily lives?
So the strategy is actually will include helping the needy, conducting in and outreach community services, hospital and prison visitation, and also helping the needy in various ways. When we do this, it means we'll be actually living our lives as professed in our lips.
Okay, go ahead, preach. Okay, I hear you. Okay, thank you very much for this. That's going to conclude our conversation for today. I hear you. Just get to it. Just do it. I hear you, Mfunis. Have a wonderful day, Mfunis. We'll see you tomorrow as we continue with our conversation on
Thank you.
being doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. Thank you very much, Mfunis.
Thank you so much. Good day.
All right, that's how we end our conversation on our daily focus for today. You're listening to Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Let me give you something from Zacardi Cortez, and it's called One More Time.